Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today I have an awesome guest for you. Tammy Lane is here with us, and I'm going to introduce Tammy in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to let you know how much I appreciate all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. I am so honored that you do that. Thank you. Now, I've always said this, but I really do believe that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. Perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another fantastic show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, make sure you check out the show page before you leave today. There's always links to my guest website and any gifts that we have for you, as well as ways to connect with me. And I'd love to hear from you. So reach out to me on my, website or Facebook, or there's even a way for us to chat on Zoom or on Skype or on the phone. So I would love to hear from you because maybe you have a message to share. I always love having guests on the show and meeting new people. So reach out to me if you would like to share your message here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now allow me to introduce our guest for today. I am so excited to have Tammy with us. Business growth accelerator Tammy Lane is fiercely committed to guiding service-based entrepreneurs to finding their profit sweet spots and building automatic systems for consistently and automatically welcoming new clients and filling their programs. A former CPA who grew her very first business from almost nothing to seven figures in less than 6 months, Tammy's insights and perspectives has been featured in Forbes magazine, on NBC, Fox, and many other media outlets. Her client-generating Facebook ad systems are coveted by luminaries including millionaire maker Laurel Langmeyer, the coach of coaches Christian Michelson, and many other big names in online industry, along with aspiring luminaries eager to unleash a faucet of never-ending, high-quality leads, clients, and sales for their growing businesses. And I am so honored that Tammy Lane is one of the contributors in the new gift giveaway that I'm starting. Actually, it starts today, from Startup to Entrepreneur Mastery. Free gifts for you. Templates, checklists, blueprints, trainings to help you on your entrepreneur journey. The link is on the show page below, so make sure that you check that out before you leave, and you can go shopping for free. Now join me in welcoming Tammy to the Holistic Entrepreneur Show today. Well, welcome, Tammy. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share with us here on the Holistic Entrepreneur. I know you're a busy person, so thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Bonnie. I'm super excited.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. Would you share with us a little bit more about what brings you to the work that you do today and the journey that you took to get there?
It's been quite the journey. So June 11th, 2007, 8:32 a.m., and I just up and walked out of my corporate job as a director of finance. I know many of your listeners probably have a walkout moment like that, but for me, I didn't really have any online experience, but I'd helped a lot of businesses before that. And honestly, I thought I could replace my six-figure income in 6 months using this wonderful thing called online marketing. and it was a bit of an eye-opener for me when a year in, I didn't have a lot of clients to show for it. And I'd been doing all those things that people say you should be doing, like blogging and doing social media posts and all of those things. And it was so frustrating that I wasn't bringing in very many clients. So I just knew that I had to do something different, but I wasn't really sure what back then. And just some people call it coincidence maybe, but I got this email from Facebook, and you know, an email I actually read, and they were talking about this brand new style of Facebook ads that they were doing, and I was like, oh, like I was afraid and nervous and honestly a bit desperate about getting started with Facebook ads, but I took them up on their invitation and I got my ads up and running. And you know, there was a couple bumps in the road, but very quickly I started getting my work in front of thousands of people. And 6 weeks later, we had generated $100,000 in income. And crazy enough, 6 months after we got started with Facebook ads, we broke $3 million a year in revenue. So wow. It was a pretty crazy journey, but super exciting. And honestly, such a relief after struggling for that entire year and not really bringing in very many clients.
So that's really how you get started. I mean, you were out of your corporate job and got a message from Facebook, and it was as simple as that.
Yeah, like it was a pretty crazy journey. Obviously, you know, we had to learn a few things about ads when I first got started. There was no ad trainings back then. I just sort of had to learn things on my own. But we were able to ramp up really quickly and, you know, just get to serve a lot of clients, which was super exciting.
Oh, you know, I love that story. So thank you so much for sharing that, Tammy, because you followed your gut. Right? You didn't know if it was going to work. It was something, you know, totally different, but you just went for it. And I love that. I think that's what entrepreneurs have to do sometimes.
That's so true.
So, you know, a lot of people make mistakes. Maybe you even made some, I don't know, along the way, but I know I have in doing the little bit that I've done with Facebook ads. What are some of the like more common things that people make mistakes about when they're trying to do ads?
Oh, sure. So I think I have a top three mistakes. Posting is the first one, and people try and post and friend their way into the client flow they want. And that's really usually a struggle to bring in clients by trying to, you know, keep up with social media, posting all the time, or trying to friend people on Facebook and then following up with them to turn them into clients. And really, without a system in place and they're not really bringing in enough clients and they have no time because they're always running around trying to bring in clients one at a time. And so I just really see Facebook advertising, like we never post. This is my little insider secret. We never post on Facebook. We try and keep our page up to date a couple times a month, but for the most part, we're bringing in clients with our ads, and that makes it really easy because we're not creating new content all the time. I mean, we have the same ad running for the last almost 3 years, still bringing us in clients every day. And so I just see that people on Facebook, they really struggle because they're spending so much time trying to bring in clients, and we really can turn it into a system. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two that I see a lot is playing the lottery on Facebook. And so once people do get started in ads, what I hear a lot of them is they've put up one single ad and kind of like playing the lottery. And we all know how often you win the lottery. They're trying to come away with a big win off of one Facebook ad. And really the secret to Facebook ads that are going to work for you is having a system in place where we can test out, and I call it finding your winning ad, even with all like 9 years or 10 years of ad experience. We still don't put up a single ad for ourselves or our clients and hope that we're going to win on it. What we do is put out a series of ads and come away with a winning ad that's profitable. And so I advise people not to play the lottery on Facebook. And the third mistake that people make a lot, and I totally get why they do it, and I call it paying the beginner tax. So I get a lot of people who are boosting posts. We had a little quick conversation about that. And really, if you're boosting posts, a lot of people are just throwing their money away because you don't have as many tools at your disposal if you are if you're going to go and boost a post. I totally get why you do it though, right? There's that button there and it's so easy. And it's just there calling out to you to get your work in front of thousands of people. But really, if you just dive in a little deeper. We can get your ads set up so much better. I just tell people that Facebook, doing proper Facebook ads, like where you have a chance of having a full system in place, is kind of like just filling out an order form on Facebook, where you're filling in an online order form to tell Facebook where you want your ads to run and what you want those ads to look like. And so if we can avoid those three mistakes, we're going to be a lot further ahead on Facebook.
Oh, I love that. And yes, I totally get what you mean about the boosting posts as like your dues in the beginning, you know, it's before you really know what to do with it. You know, one of the questions that I have, and this comes up all the time, and I know that there's, you know, different opinions on this, but some people say you got to spend a lot of money on ads in order for them to work. And some people say, no, unless you have a lot of money, start low and then work your way up when you find an ad that works. Cause like you said, it's not always just the one ad that you're doing. What is your opinion or your take on ad spend and how much you have to invest, especially in the beginning when people are starting out?
Yeah. So, definitely, we start all of our clients with a pretty low ad budget, no matter how much money they have to spend on Facebook, because I talked a little bit about the testing system we use, and we want to get started testing out your ads. We don't want to spend a lot of money on them until you're profitable. And so most clients, we start with a $5 or $10 a day ad budget. Mm-hmm. What we do is we get started with that budget, we get them tested out, get them started bringing in clients. Once they're making some profits on their ads, we reinvest some of the profits back into their ads to increase their budget. So the increased budget never comes out of their pocket.
Mm. And I love that, because that's got to be music to most entrepreneurs' ears, that I don't have to like dig out of my purse to get the money, that we're just reinvesting what we're making. One of the other questions that I had for you sort of about that whole thing is, I see a lot of times people will do this. They'll run an ad for like a day or two, and it's not doing anything, so they stop it. I like to, if I do run an ad, like I mentioned before we were during your interview, I'm just kind of getting back into that, but I think you got to give it some time. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, so generally we get our clients started with a 9-day testing sequence. And so at a minimum, we would expect that you'd run out the 9 days, and then we make some decisions about what happens next at the end of the 9 days. But oftentimes people can come away with their winning ad, that I call it, after 9 days, ad that, you know, is calling out to their ideal clients on Facebook, that their clients are clicking on, that they're coming to see what they have to offer. Usually after 9 days, we have a good chance of making that happen. Sometimes we just need to adjust the messaging a bit and run out some more ad tests at that point.
Okay. You know, I don't know, can everyone benefit from Facebook ads? I mean, what kind of businesses is this most beneficial for?
So we really do specialize in ads that start building the relationship. That's why we're getting in the top 1% of all ad results. So a couple things that make those style of ads work for you. Number one is you need to be wanting to build a relationship with the client. Like if you're selling pens or something like that, where you just want to make a sale and be out, our style of ads probably not the best fit for you. And then once you know that you want to build up a relationship with your clients, there's really three criteria that make Facebook ads a good fit for you. Number one, obviously, your clients need to be on Facebook. And most people get this piece wrong, because here's the stat. 83% of women and 75% of men are on Facebook, whether they're HR managers or senior executives or whether they're moms. People tend to be hanging out on Facebook at some point or another. And so, but where it's not a fit is if you have like off the grid people, for example, who aren't on the internet. Obviously, we're not going to be able to get your ads in front of them on Facebook. But if you're regular people, 83% of women, 75% of men on Facebook almost every day. And so we have a good chance of getting your ads in front of them. The second thing is that you need to be a little bit open to technology. I mean, we make Facebook ads, pretty darn simple, filling out that order form, but you still need to be, you know, getting on, like if you can do a Facebook post, you can probably dive in with our system or of getting your ads set up. So that's the second thing, you need to be open to that piece. And the third thing, we want to make the clients profitable on ads. So we recommend that they have something for sale right now, or that they plan to sell something in the upcoming 6 to 8 months, where we can start building them an audience to buy that. And we do recommend that you have a minimum of $100 thing or multiple smaller dollar things that you can sell to somebody so that we can make you profitable. Like, for example, if somebody only had a $10 book for sale, Facebook ads are a little bit riskier, because if we bring in a client for $11 for them, they're losing money. But if we bring in a client for $11 and you're selling a $100 or a $5,000 or a $10,000 thing, we have we can make them profitable much easier.
Okay. So it kind of depends on, you know, what they have. And I guess that's how someone would be able to tell if Facebook ads would work for them or not before they even begin to do ads, as if they have something that is, you know, a reasonable, you know, ticket item for sale now, so that they can get some revenue in. Because if there's nothing, yeah, to come in, that's not going to make any sense for them.
Yeah. And I mean, we get people building up their lists in anticipation of having a product to offer, and that totally works well. Like adding thousands of people a month to the list works, but obviously you want to have something to sell them so that you can end up paying for your ads and being profitable on them.
Right. Now, this question might be a little bit outside of the scope of Facebook ads, but, you know, because we were talking about, you know, how important it is to build that relationship. So say someone signs up through a Facebook ad, but then there's all the afterwards stuff. There's the autoresponder sequence, or the funnel that they go through, or the page that they land on. Do people already have that like taken care of, or are you able to tell them or to help them decide on, well, maybe you need to tweak something in your landing page?
Yeah. So a couple different things on that, Bonnie. We show people how to bring in clients without leaving Facebook. So that's one option. And the other option is people come to us with, you know, a free gift to give away, and we help them with, you know, fill their list. So they probably already have an autoresponder and things in place. But I have a program called 7-Figure Funnel Formula. We help people build the back end in terms of how to have a free gift and how to get people added onto your list and make sales and all those pieces. So we cover the full gamut of bringing in the audience member on the Facebook ad all the way to turning them into a client.
Oh, awesome. Because otherwise, if you just stopped there, who knows what the follow-up is going to be, because the money is in the follow-up, right?
So, yes.
So I'm really happy to hear that you do that whole piece. That's amazing. So what's like, if somebody was coming to you and they had never done Facebook ads, they don't really maybe even know anything about Facebook ads, but they think they have to do some things because what they're doing isn't working to get clients in the door to sell their products, whatever. Where do you start with them?
So the first thing that we want to do with them is figure out why clients would pay to work with them. And so really, what is the transformation that they offer? So for example, I have a weight loss coach, and obviously her clients want to lose weight. But even more than that, they're tired of dieting and they want to lose weight without dieting. So that's really important to know why people would pay to work with her. First, we look at how she's describing what it is that she does. Oftentimes, we help our clients tweak how they're describing that offer to make it exciting, and so their clients are excited to come work with them. And then we use that as the basis of starting off with their Facebook ad. So if your Facebook ad is about the thing your clients most want and the reason why they lay down cash on the table to come work with you, we have a really high chance of that person who's clicking on your ad then turning into an actual paying client for you.
Mm. So you really do the whole thing. I mean, Facebook ads, I mean, when we first got on our call today, Tammy, I thought, okay, you know, Facebook ads, but it's bigger than that, which is awesome and amazing to hear, because that's, you know, what people need. I don't think that there's a lot of people who tie all those pieces together. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and unless you get this piece of tying, even our only our Facebook ad program called Facebook Faucet, it includes the strategy piece about why people buy from you, because we want to get people buying from you. We want you to be profitable. And so that's a really key element that not a lot of people teach if they're teaching Facebook ads, but I know what a difference that it can make in the results that you're getting.
Oh, yes. I can only imagine, because I've done, you know, classes on Facebook ads before, and it's like, oh, and really it doesn't matter what you take a class on. You never get all the pieces that you need, you know, so that it all fits together with everything else. So you're really taking that holistic view of it, which is perfect, that's truly helpful for people. So now how can people, like, you know, we've talked about a ton of things today. So let's maybe do that first, because we've talked about so many things and there's so many more things to talk about. But I know that, you know, people are busy. Their brains are probably full of stuff already today. If you had one message that you really want people to leave with, to take away from our conversation today, what do you think that one golden nugget, that piece of advice, that wisdom that you could give to us would be?
I think the very first thing is just to evaluate where you're at in your business. I think we go on going on doing the same things a lot. And certainly I did in my first year in business, because people were telling me those are the things that I should be doing. But in reality, I should have stopped doing those things months before I did, because they weren't working. So just to evaluate where they're at in their business. Are they bringing in the number of clients that they want? If they're not, if they are already bringing in clients, how hard are they working to bring in those clients? And just really consider whether they need to consider implementing a new strategy in their business. And that strategy may be Facebook ads, just like it was for us and like it is for many of our clients. And so just to take a cold, hard look at where your business is at and make a change if you need to. I guess that's my biggest piece of advice, Bonnie.
Yeah. And, you know, in terms of your audience or your niche, your market, whoever, you know, is buying your stuff, hopefully, I've heard some talk about, like, the millennials aren't really into Facebook. They're more into Instagram. And now Facebook and Instagram are linked, though, so I don't know if that is helpful. And then people over 65 maybe aren't as much in tuned with Facebook. I know you gave us some stats before, which are, I mean, there's a lot, almost everybody is on Facebook, but are there certain segments of the population that are maybe not as beneficial for something like Facebook ads, where maybe something else would work?
So you're right in saying that Instagram and Facebook, Facebook owns Instagram mm-hmm. now. And so we can run Instagram ads actually directly from Facebook using the same strategy that we use for Facebook ads. So that's lovely. But the reality is most age groups are on Facebook. We target 18-year-olds and we target 80-year-olds on Facebook. Now, obviously, the percentages might be different, but we are still able to get our ads in front of the right clients for pretty much any age range. That isn't really the factor, because if we think about Facebook isn't just a social media platform where people go to, you know, post about their life. Facebook is a connecting platform where school groups are, like my kids' volleyball teams, they have a Facebook group where they connect about what events are coming up and all of those things. My six-year-old's school has a Facebook group. Like, there's different reasons why people are on Facebook other than just doing the posts, like they might be on Twitter or like they might be on Instagram, where there's a actual reason for people to hang out on there, as well as there's a lot of business groups on Facebook where people are helping clients inside the Facebook groups. And so people are on Facebook much more than we might realize, even in age categories where we think they're hanging out on other platforms.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear, because it really doesn't exclude anybody then. And I can tell you, personal experience, my mom is 80 and she loves her Facebook. I got her a tablet a couple years ago and she's connected to the world. Finally, she lives out in the country, no internet or anything. So I gave her a tablet off of our phone service. She loves it. It has saved her life. So yes, 80-year-olds are on Facebook too.
I love it.
So I know that after our conversation today, Tammy, people are going to want more of you. They're going to want to know more about your services, how they can connect with you, and just how can people get more of Tammy Lane?
Well, Bunny, I would love to give your listeners a gift that we don't actually give away on our website. And so it's the very first step in both getting to know us and also to get started with your Facebook ads. And that's our perfect Facebook ad template. We use that template for us and all of our clients to write every single ad that we're writing. And it really is the reason why we get in the top 1% of all ad results. And I would love to gift that to your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. And I will put the link to your website and to your wonderful gift on the show page. So anyone listening to this, just, you know, look on the show page and the link should take you right where you need to go.
Yeah. And if they get access to that, they'll also have the opportunity to participate in a full training that we do on how to get your Facebook ads up and running. So that really is the best way to get started and figure out if Facebook ads are going to be a fit for you, and also to get started with us if that's what they're interested in.
Awesome. Now tell me a little bit more about, before we leave today, your typical clients. Are they people who you teach to do their own Facebook ads, or do you do the sort of the done for you, you know, product and provide it for your clients, or some of each?
Some of each. We really specialize in making Facebook ads pretty darn simple with our training programs. And so that's obviously our lowest cost programs, how we work with clients. We host a live workshop as well as having online trainings. But then some people want us just to dive in and get their ads set up for them. We don't run an agency style ads. What we do is we help them get their ads set up and test it out with our testing system, just like I was talking about, find their winning ads and teach them how to run, or their admin person to run them on an ongoing basis. Because really the hardest part about getting your ads up and running is getting them set up and tested and finding that ad that's going to work for you. Running your ads on a monthly basis is really just a few hours a month. And so we don't want to have to pay management fees of $3,000 to $10,000 a month just to have their ads run, when it's a fairly simple process.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I love that strategy, because I know agencies that do that. And yeah, then the person or the company, the team, the entrepreneur doesn't ever know how it's done. I think you got to know something about it. So I like the way that you do that. So is there anything else wisdom you want to impart on our listeners today? I know that you're busy and we need to, you know, get on with our days, but if there's anything else you want to share that we haven't covered, or maybe it's something that we did cover, but you want to delve a little deeper, you know, you have the floor.
I guess, the thing that people don't necessarily understand about Facebook ads is that you can get one ad funnel set up and running and really transform your business. We broke through $1 million with just one ad funnel. Like, we did the testing process, found an ad that was going to work for us, and broke through $1 million with that. And the ad that we currently have running, we have had running for probably close to 3 years now, bringing in clients with it. And so once you get it up and running, there's not a lot of management to go on with it to bring in clients. And so I just know that Facebook ads can really transform businesses and lives in the process. And so I'd be super excited to get started helping out your listeners getting started with Facebook ads, Bonnie.
Oh, that's awesome. And you know, when you mentioned that earlier in the show about how, you know, you had the same ad running for like 3 years, I thought, did I hear that correctly? Because I think a lot of people's perception is you got to keep changing it up. You got to keep, you know, tweaking it.
Well, and we do have a refresh process that we do depending on your audience size. So that's getting a bit technical, but depending on how big your audience is, obviously you don't want to put the same ad in front of the same person 100 times. So we need to take a look at some of those factors in there, but really one ad can go a very long way.
Yeah, you don't have to start over from the beginning necessarily.
No.
You can take that one ad that works, that one good one, and kind of go from there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking your time today, Tammy. I'm so excited to have you here talking about Facebook ads, because I think there are so many people who think that it's scary and think that it's like impossible to actually do something. You just waste your money at it. And so I'm so happy that you were able to sort of demystify some of that. And I so appreciate that. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Bonnie. I appreciate it.
Such fabulous insights from Tammy today. Now make sure that you check out the show page for that link to From Startup to Entrepreneur Mastery gift giveaway event. It's a gift extravaganza. And take a look at all the fabulous things that there are there for you.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.